Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, D'Amico always says, swarm.
What we're looking for is players, right, who are looking to swarm.
The swarm mindset, that whole mentality.
Right, we want players to have a special work ethic and a relentless mindset in everything that they do.
Who's in?
This is a special group of men, believe it.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Texans Circle of Swarm.
We'll rapid fire this one. Text message real quick. Circle of Swarm must be expanded this week.
No.
And then the texter goes on to list like 10 guys. No.
No, it's six. That's the only rule of this Fight Club is that there will only be six. That really is the only rule. You know, we're not gonna lower our standards at the end of the most critical game of the season. No, my God,
no. So it is a
tough week.
It is a tough week. It's no doubt a tough week. So I'm gonna let you go first. For those who are new to the Circle of Swarm, Seth and I have been doing it every week since week three. It's based on previous recent performance with a little bit of hope baked into it for the next game, but largely based on recent performance. And as we know, the Texans had arguably their swarmiest performance of the season against the Chargers last week. So, Seth, I'm going to let you go first. We each pick
this
three.
This is a really tough week. There's going to be some it's hard. Okay. Derek Stingley.
Derek Stingley first,
yeah.
Okay. Derek Stingley Jr., two picks. That's a good one. I mean, five pass breakups, you know, alone is that's how cornerbacks swarm, I'm told, is by knocking the ball away on passes.
Yeah. He's an all-pro this year. Yeah. He just did everything you've ever wanted out of him this season, stayed healthy the entire time. He's probably going to have two punt returns for touchdowns this week. So Derek Stingley.
Do you think he gets used in the punt return game? I know you and I are both hoping for it. Think it happens?
I say yes.
I think you got to empty the chamber, man. You got to do whatever it takes.
How often do guys actually get hurt returning a punt? It's not the CFL, you know, where there's no fair catch or anything.
Derek Stingley's gotten hurt in a bunch of other ways, all right?
I trust his hands better than anybody, just for mere ball security.
But he can go back and fair catch it every time if he wants
to,
right?
Yeah,
that's a good point. All right, so Derek Stingley Jr. This one's an easy one for me because we've been talking about him all week. He had a good game against the Chargers. He's been cited multiple times on multiple shows as the difference in this game versus the last game. And he would be the guy that if he hadn't gotten suspended and hadn't gotten injured earlier this year, would be the leader in the clubhouse for the swarmiest player on this team. Azeez Al-Shaair is in the circle of swarm. I think he's got to be this week. Azeez Al-Shaair must have a good game this week. And he's every time he's been on the field, like he's deserved to be in here.
Yeah. So. He is the X factor. He's questionable with an injury right now, so it's going to be a gutsy performance out of him. But Azeez Al-Shaair, my next circle of swarm honoree this week will be a guy who is just now in his young career and in his last 2 years has just started to really show up as a rock solid. You can count on him to have a huge playoff performance, Nico Collins.
Nico, we get an offensive guy in there. I like it.
Yeah.
And he set a record for receiving yards against the Chargers. Texans receiving yards in a game for the playoffs record in that game, too, with 122. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one.
And on that 99-yard drive, he had huge. Three receptions on that one, including the touchdown. Yeah. Yep, Nico.
Nico belongs in there. All right. Oh, boy, this is getting tricky now, man. This is getting tricky. I think the pass rush needs to be represented in this game in some shape, form, or fashion.
And there were, I mean, the guys, you go to, like, Danico Autry may have had the most swarmy overall performance, Because just like the way he manhandled some dudes, but Foley Fatakasi made some good. But Mario Edwards had a vicious sack and a half. Yeah. It's hard, Sean. I don't envy you this.
Tim Settle's been good all year. And obviously you got Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. who are just great players. I think you just named the guy, though. And this is part based in his actual performance in the Charger game. The optics of his performance, because he embarrassed some of the offensive linemen on the Chargers,
Yeah.
And I do think, like, as far as necessity goes in this game, I don't think this guy that I'm about to name played in the first Chiefs game either, if I'm not mistaken. I know Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter are going to show up for this game, but Danico Autry, man, we need you. We need that performance you had against the Chargers. We need that two-sack game you had against the Jets. The junkyard dog, bad MF-er that Nick Caserio described on this very show, the guy you want in the dark alley with you, that is who needs to show up tomorrow at 3:30 for the Texans. So I am Seth, yes, I am putting Danico Autry in the circle of swarm this week.
Danico Autry did play in that last game.
Did he? Still, okay, well, he needs to play better.
All the other things that, yeah.
All right, who's your last one?
My last one is going to be simply the guy who flipped the switch himself at some point right after he took his eyes off the snap and fumbled the snap and then turned around to have a 36-yard completion to Xavier Hutchinson downfield on that 99-yard touchdown drive, and who seemed to have unlocked something in himself, letting the game come to him.
Yeah.
After that point, CJ Stroud.
I'm glad you got CJ in there, man. I'm glad you got him in there, because he was on my list, and I'm like, oh, man, there's still so many defensive guys.
Okay. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, I'm going to go... on this last one. Man, I know Eric Murray had a pick six in this game and was really, really good. We haven't even named Kamari Lassiter or either Will Anderson or Danielle Hunter. You rattled off two or three other defensive linemen that could be in this thing.
Yeah.
There are so many.
I almost feel like as long as you've got one rep representative from the defensive line, we've covered that.
Yeah.
They're cool. They're a tight-knit bunch.
That's kind of where I'm going with this. And offensively, I think we've got, like, you could easily put Joe Mixon in here, right? I mean, they leaned on Mixon to close out that game against the Chargers. There's so many guys you can put in here, but I think special teams is going to have to play a role in this game. I think they're going to need some invisible yards. They're going to need a play on special teams. You know, whether
remember this is a reward for previous performance too, though.
I get it.
Yeah.
But D'Angelo Ross had two big plays in that game against the Chargers.
Freakishly, maybe on this show, I think an under-discussed special teams effort by the Texans in that game.
Yeah.
Just going back and watching them mic'd up with D'Amico.
Yeah.
And I was watching D'Amico, and I was kind of trying to come up with a full-body workout routine that would be based on D'Amico's gyrations on the sideline. He burns a lot of calories
out there.
But there was one play on one of the two special teams plays where there was a blur that sprinted past him. Like running a 4.3 40, it was Frank Ross.
It's a hilarious bit of video.
You couldn't even make out who it was, other than you only know that it's got to be Frank Ross. Yeah,
he zooms across the screen. He looks like the Road Runner. He just zooms across the screen. It's really funny. There was another instance on that mic'd up too. After one of D'Angelo Ross's plays, either the block punt or the 2-point return, where D'Amico a little later on, after one of those plays, I can't remember which, came over to D'Angelo Ross after special teams made a play and said, hey, man, I didn't hug you for that play before. Like, I didn't get you, which is so awesome. You know, like that D'Amico, like his energy on the sideline, man, I say this every time he's mic'd up. I'm like, love your job as much as D'Amico Ryans loves his job.
It's probably a category on his notepad, you know. Belichick always had that little notepad. You figured like one of his categories was probably people to fire or kill after this game. I feel like D'Amico's got a checklist of people he needs to hug.
People to hug.
So he probably looked at his notebook and was like, oh, I got to go hug D'Angelo Ross.
I'm going to put D'Angelo Ross in part because of the dynamic you were talking about with the defensive line, Seth, is I feel like this is an all-hands-on-deck game here for the Texans. And this is not picking some rando off of special teams. D'Angelo Ross made the blocked extra point for a two-point conversion. And I think it was Autry who blocked it also. So we've got him in there as well.
Yeah.
It was either Autry and it got corrected to Barnett, or vice versa. I remember whoever they had blocking it first, it actually ended up being somebody else. Nevertheless, I feel like special teams needs to be represented in here. And there you go. D'Angelo Ross. So our circle of swarm this week, this is a good one. Derek Stingley Jr. representing the secondary. Azeez Al-Shaair really representing the ethos of swarm and the linebackers. Nico Collins and C.J. Stroud representing the offense. D'Nico Autry representing the D-line. And D'Angelo Ross representing special teams. This is what the Circle of Swarm is all about.
Yeah, and I know you won't save them, but you can save all of your, your corrections and everything else. You're only allowed six, okay?
Yeah.
There were more than six worthy this week. It's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
That's it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. There are three other playoff games this week, and we'll talk to Carrington Harrison from our sister station in Kansas City at the top of the hour. He'll join us. We'll get the Kansas City side of things. We just talked to Carrington a few weeks ago before the Texans played them in Week 16. We'll talk to him at the top of the hour. Thoughts on the other playoff games? Which is of the other three playoff games, which is the one that you are most excited to sink your teeth into this weekend? I think America's got theirs, but I don't know, man. I've got one that might be different from everybody else's. We'll get into that coming up next.